What I do today is to train Western shamans that can be eminently practical in the world. And we work with four different healing interventions, four different healing practices. The first one is the illumination process. The second one is the extraction process. The third is the soul retrieval process. And the fourth are the great rites of passage, the life rites, the death rites, the great rites of passage, which we've lost in our culture. My little girl, I have her, not so little anymore, she's 11, 2 years ago, flies out to Los Angeles to see me. She lives in Connecticut with her mom. She gets to LA airport, and right in the airport, she unzips her jacket, and she lifts her top, and she goes, "Look, Daddy, I got a bra." I go, "Great, sweetie, wonderful. Everybody's like, totally, you know, just totally naturally say, she was so proud. This is one of her great rites of passage. But we live in a culture that's forgotten its rites of passage, its rites of puberty, the rites of motherhood, the rites of, remember your rites of puberty? Remember what your mother did when you hit puberty? You got the talk. Or if you were a guy, you got your driver's license, you went and bought beer. Those were your rites of passage. We've lost those rites of passage into manhood, into womanhood, into motherhood, into the great beyond, into menopause. We've lost the great rites of passage. So we don't know how to make these transitions elegantly and gracefully. There's so many young men and so many of us men that were never received into the world of men. So many women who were never received into the world, whose womanhood was never honored and received. And of course, the greatest of all rites of passage, which are the rites into infinity, which is the greatest gift that you can gift to your loved ones and perhaps to the person that brought you into this world, is to help them make their journey into the next.